Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. The Botanic Gardens, the Australian Botanic Gardens Shepparton, which I guess we really know as the Botanic Gardens at Kiala, they're having an open day on Sunday. And to tell us all about it, well, I mean, they're always open, but this is an extra open day. Very open. To tell us all about it, Jill Grant of the Friends of the Australian Botanic Gardens, Shepparton. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Terry.
How are you?
I am very fit on this damp morning.
Yes, it's kind of mild out there, though. It's weird.
Oh, it's very nice.
I know you're very fit because I see you down at the pool doing all your exercises often. Good to see you keeping active, Jill.
It's very, very important, and we have a lot of fun.
That's very important too.
It is.
And of course you can get very fit walking around the Botanic Gardens, can't you?
You can. You just go up and down the hill and you have to rush up and down here and rush up and down there. And it's a good spot for walking. Or you can just stroll down to the corner where the shade shelter is and you see a fair bit then.
That's right. Sort of something for all levels of fitness out there. So your open day, you've got lots of things happening. Probably one of particular interest to a lot of people is your plant sale on Sunday.
It is. So the propagation crew have been busy and we're actually going to try and clean out the shade house because we've only had a couple of small plant sales over the last couple of years. So we're putting down the prices. I'm leaving that to the propagation people to decide that. If somebody's doing something, let them do it.
But I'm sure they're very reasonable.
Oh, they'll be very, very reasonable, yes. And they're all very hardy. If they survive at the gardens, they're going to survive in your garden.
So they're all natives?
They have to be natives.
Yep.
They have to be.
Yes. Okay, so that plant sale is going on all day?
That plant sale will be going on between 10:30 and 2:30 unless we've sold everything.
Okay, so you are celebrating 10 years.
We're celebrating 10 years from when the first plant went into the mm-hmm. gardens. It's a little bit of a fine issue, but mm-hmm. it made a point to celebrate. There was planning that went on before then. So we're actually going to cut a cake to
Fair
announce
enough.
That.
Why not?
That's right. And we've got a special, we've got tree planting on our advertisement, but it's a special shrub which was given to us by the educators from the Royal Botanic Gardens Victoria, yep. not Melbourne, yep. When they came up to do a biomimicry day at the gardens early in April, just for the assistance that the Friends had given them throughout the time. So it's got quite a special little thing about it, grown by the gardens at Cranbourne. So we've got the mayor doing those things. We've got a couple of tours. Honeysuckle Walk Rise, which is the design gardens up the top, and there's actually some things starting to bloom there, I noticed the other day, which is nice. And then later on, a native forest walk, which will just show all the regeneration. We've got quite a few activities for the children with nature journaling and activity sheets. River Connect and Shepparton and Maroopna Urban Land Care Group have got a display and they've got activity sheets and things too. And they're doing a talk about gardens for wildlife, which is part of their deal for this year. And gardens for wildlife means something like filling up a saucepan of water and putting it outside on a hot day. That's just one very simple little thing. Rotary Club are doing a sausage sizzle.
Oh, we've moved on from democracy sausages to garden sausages.
Garden sausages, that's right, yes. And the Greater Shepparton Connected Communities, which give out great grants, are doing having a stall there with just information about their grants in a different venue for them when they're usually talking about it. We've had a couple of their grants, very easy grants to put in for, great people to deal
with.
And
a great help when you get them, no doubt.
It is a great help. And because parking's an issue there, the Triathlon Club are going to provide us with some bike racks.
So are they temporary?
Oh, yeah, very temporary, okay. Just for the day, delivering them and putting them away.
Okay.
There will be a bike rack at where you come over the bridge from Lincoln
okay.
Drive.
Okay, tell us about the bridge, because I haven't walked over it yet.
Oh, haven't you?
No, I know.
Terry.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'll forgive you. But the view,
I'll do it soon.
You'll do it soon. The view from the bridge is beautiful, but what is even, dare I say, better is there's a bit of a boardwalk along the wetlands so that when the river floods, when the broken floods and the water rushes in and rushes out, people can walk or ride across this boardwalk. Well, it sort of goes among the trees and it is superb. You'll walk across it and you'll think, wow. Yeah.
So this is, I guess, sort of joining the gardens with kind of the south of Shepparton there.
Yeah, yeah. And this boardwalk's actually in the gardens. Yeah, so it's really something really, really special. Yes,
and great for bike riders. I guess you can just ride ride down, you know, Lincoln Drive from town and over into the gardens.
That's right. I was talking to a mum the other day. I think it was at the pool actually, and her children can now ride to school
because of that.
Guthrie Street, because they can go that way.
Fantastic.
They don't have to go on the main road, and she's comfortable with it. So that's just one avenue, but the amount of people that are doing that. And we've actually had some people one day where they're doing something and they walked past us and they walked from the gardens up to Sam, I think, and had a coffee and walked back.
How nice.
It's quite easy. So how delightful is that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, everything is delightful about the gardens really, isn't it?
It is delightful.
And it's sort of planned, isn't it, so that there's almost always something flowering.
Oh, with the natives, there always is. Just with the acacias there, they flower. They've started flowering about a month ago, and then they come in. I noticed as I came in here, your Hardenbergia over the trellis at the doorway, that's budding up.
It is looking good, isn't it? Yeah. I didn't know what it was called. Thank
you. Didn't
you? That. just that nice plant at the back door, yeah.
Yes. It's beautiful. Yes, sarsaparilla or Hardenbergia, yes. And it'll be a massive purple soon.
Is that a native?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm glad we're planting native trees at 1FM.
Yes, you'll see that growing down the hillsides and the edge of the road along the Hume Freeway from Euroa onwards to Melbourne.
Anything else you need to highlight about Sunday? I mean, it kicks off at 10:30.
Kicks off at 10:30, yes. The forecast is looking fairly good for Sunday. And just come along for half an hour, come along for an hour. I guess the main thing is, come out to the gardens anytime and just have a walk, have a look around and enjoy yourself.
Okay, if people need any information about Sunday, what should they do? You've got a Facebook page?
Yes, we have got a Facebook page, Friends of the Australian Botanic Gardens. Yes, everything's on there. We have a great person who keeps renewing everything on there. And I think we've actually had now, over 800 hits, which is pretty good, I'm told.
Not a Facebook person, Jill?
No, not a Facebook person, you can tell.
That's all right. But you can just turn up, so probably that's the best thing to do, and maybe grab yourself some plants.
That's right, that would be lovely.
Great to check in with you, Jill. Don't forget the Friends of the Australian Botanic Gardens Shepparton Open Day this Sunday from 10:30, celebrating their passion for plants, 2012 to 2022. Thanks very much for your time this morning, Jill Grant.
Wonderful.
It's time to get excited about the 40 Winks Click Frenzy Sale. Buy online and save 50% on mattresses and 30% on bedroom furniture. That's a massive 50% off mattresses, including Tempur, King Cole Chiropractic, Serta and Sealy Posturepedic, and 30% off bedroom furniture. Exclusions and T's and C's apply. Or head in store to find your perfect mattress. But get clicking, the Click Frenzy Sale must end Sunday.
And sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from regular back or sciatic nerve pain? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Don't put up with pain any longer. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Most people only need one or two sessions. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You will also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor.
It's Mum's birthday this week. I must grab her a card and Prezi. What should I get?
Go to Focus Cards and Gifts at the Fryer Street end of the Maud Street Mall. They have a huge range to choose from.
Aren't Council redeveloping the mall?
They are, but all of the shops are still open and the works are fenced off. It will look great when it is all done.
Okay, let's get down to Focus Cards and Gifts. I'll check Google for their opening hours.
Yep, they're open now. Let's go. It also says they take ZipPay, Amex and most other cards. Mum's birthday prezzy is sorted.
Station sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.